love you. Now don't you know that sticks and stones will break my bones. And let me tell you that names and games, well, they can't hurt me. No, no, I said they can't hurt me. No, no, I said they can't hurt me. No, no.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 597. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from the lyrics. That song is called They Can't Hurt Me, and it was a single for the band in 1965, though I just picked that up on a compilation called Blow My Mind, the Dore Era Mira Punk and Psych Legacy that was put out by Big Beat Records last fall. The lyrics were a band from Cardiff, California, and one of those also-rans, which is kind of what the whole compilation is, but it just plays out wonderfully, like an excellent night where the DJ is just playing a ton of songs you don't know, and all of them are wonderful, and you think, wow, how are they so much smarter than me? Just put on this compilation, you'll feel smart too. I got lots of music for you this week, covering up from last week where I just couldn't make a podcast, was too sick, but it wasn't COVID, and I'm not dead, so let's play something from Chubby and the Gang. This one's called Who Loves Ya? Coup d'etat.
automatic, pull the record out of ground. Automatic old record out of ground.
To hear. That is Susie Moon with the song Gold Record Autograph. That's on the new EP Animal, which doesn't come out until April 1st, though I think I've seen people getting their copies already. That came out on Pirates Press Records. Susie Moon's based out of LA, currently on the road and coming through Kansas City. Most of that record's kind of in the garage punk vein, but that song there, all power pop, so you know that's the one I've got to play. Before that, we heard from Chubby and the Gang with the song Who Loves Ya, Coup d'Etat. That was on a digital-only EP called Labor of Love, a three-song EP that the band put out themselves February 14th of this year, that London-based band. Anyway, more music coming for you here. Here's something from X Void. The song is called Churchyard.
Thank you.
hits keep coming. That is Beachheads with the song Death of a Nation. That's on the band's second album, appropriately titled Beachheads 2. Came out March 4th of this year on Physic format, that band based out of Oslo. That record is a wonderful follow-up to the band's debut and just as good. Covers a lot of ground. Sometimes it's jangle. Sometimes it sounds like mid-period Billy Bragg. Who knows what you're going to get? But all of it's good. Before that, we heard from X Void from London. The song is Churchyard, and that leads off the band's album Bigger Than Before. The band's debut album came out March 25th on Don Giovanni Records. That one also just wonderful, perfect driving pop. All songs like 2 minutes long. Just can't go wrong there. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. More music for you here. Jump into something from April, March. This one's called Liftoff.
Fell, it's a dog.
the Too Much Rock podcast, where we're just knocking out the hits. That was Even As We Speak with the song Begins Goodbye. That's a new compilation called Under the Bridge, released on March 18th, the band from Sydney in Australia. The compilation is put together by the fine folks at Skep Wax, including Amelia Fletcher. It's a compilation of bands who either were on Sarah Records or whose members were on bands on Sarah Records. That label paying tribute to another label that helped shape the indie pop scene. The compilation isn't revelatory, but it's good. It's a good thing to put on, listen to, and enjoy your day. Before that, we heard from April March with the song Liftoff. That's on her album Incinerama, which came out last fall, a record store day, in a vinyl only, though it was just re-released by Omnivore on digital and CD March 18th of this year, because we can't have anything nice. And it's a fine album. I haven't paid much attention to April March in the past, but it's all enjoyable, and it's a good thing. Well, put it on, enjoy your day. What more do you need out of life? Anyway, I'm out of time here, so let's wrap things up. I need to let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 597. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. It's busy this time of year. On the 29th, we've got Grocer playing a matinee at the Replay. On the 30th, Blunt Bangs is playing at Farewell. I'm looking forward to that one. On the 31st, Foil has a show at the Replay. Or Military Gun is playing at Farewell. Or Other Americans are playing at Record Bar. Or Coney is playing at Greenhouse. That's going to be a busy day. Not much better on the 1st. April 1st, Here's the Life CD release show at the Rhino. Major Matt Mason is playing at Revolution Records. The Whiffs are playing at Easy Inn. And Outhouse has a show at Record Bar. On the 2nd, DRI at the Record Bar or Darkness at the Truman. The Funeral Bastard is playing a matinee at 7th Heaven on the 3rd. On the 6th, Ministry is at the Midland. The 7th, Cherry Glazer is at the Cable Dahmer Arena. On the 8th, Monta at Odds at Bricks. And the 8th, Junkyard Royalty is at Furniture, or you can catch them the 9th at Club Sandwich, a couple of house shows for a band that I haven't seen yet, but I want to desperately. On the 9th, the Midwest Music Foundation kicks off their fun drive at the Rhino, or Girl Talk is playing at the Truman. On the 12th, English Beat at Knuckleheads, or Pedro the Lion at a Record Bar. On the 14th, Robin Hitchcock is coming in Knuckleheads. 16th, Lucinda Williams at Knuckleheads, or Mike Watt in a trio that I don't recognize, but playing at the Record Bar, so I'm excited about that. Well, that's about it for now. Looking at the website, there's so much new stuff since I skipped a podcast last week. I did see some shows, though. So there are photos and video up there of the Daily Sombra Waveform and Flooding show. Photos and video and my thoughts of the Gully Boys and Rosé Perez. Photos and video and my thoughts of the Death Heaven, Holy Fawn, and Midwife show. And as well as a Daniel Bird show, our Daniel Gum show, rather, and a couple more probably by the time you read this, because I have been a busy, busy boy. Anyway, I got one track left for you here. It's by the Creepy Jingles from their brand new album, Take Me at My Wordplay. It was released on March 25th. The song I'm going to play, I think, is the one that leads the album, Conundrum and Bass. So give this one a listen. Kansas City band, just excellent pop. You're going to enjoy this one. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Bargain for it. to terms with all.